Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We've reached Wednesday morning. It is June 3rd. We are at 6:05. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Tim Richards, good morning to you.
EMC's our early morning crew. Good morning to you. We appreciate you listening. It's going to be a beautiful day today. I feel like it's a little bit warmer as the week goes on because now we have a high of 77 degrees today. Low humidity. Tomorrow even hotter. So pick your day you'll call off. Is it today? Thursday? Would you like to have a 3-day weekend? Just keep it in the back of your mind.
Typically, I wouldn't say do that, you know.
Summer flu.
But I kind of like it. I think you should. This is the week to do it.
We have waited.
We've paid our weather dues. It's time.
When is the last time you have had consistently good weather where you can be outside? Not days here and there, and maybe even consistent days without a jacket of some sort. I mean, today's, you know, it's a little cooler this morning, so you're going to wear something. Was it like September?
Yes. I sat last weekend in the most beautiful weather at a baseball game, of course. Actually, three, because it was a tournament. And I wore a winter coat. It was beautiful, sunny, but it was so cold and breezy. Still, the last weekend of May, we have paid our weather dues. It's time. Call off.
Coming up on the show, of course, we'll have Stevie on the socials. It's at 6:40. At 7:10, you need to name this. Yep.
I don't...
Pretty close.
We're not naming a peacock.
Pretty close. You do not know which sound that particular bird makes.
I know it's not that. I know it's not that, as I have heard a live one now in the peacock flesh. The bird we're talking about doesn't make that sound.
Let's start the show. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Getting there.
We're not. He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. We take one guess a day. Can you imagine we got it today? It would be amazing.
It would be amazing.
It's not happening.
I also think to myself, just imagine if there's new, and there are, new EMCs listening to the show. That have never heard the game.
I'm sorry.
Do we have a new EMC that would like to take a guess? Whoever. 216. Somebody needs to start the show. 216-343-1021. We need your guest next. Star 102, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Are you new to the show, or have you been an EMC for a while, part of our early morning crew?
I'm kind of new, but I'm liking it.
Well, I appreciate you being kind of new. Do you like this game, or does this game turn you off, this dead guy in the envelope game?
I like it. I just got in the car heading for work, and it came on.
Oh, so good.
Well, welcome to the Jen and Tim Show family. We're glad
to have you.
I'm sorry we play this game, but I'm glad you like it. Do you want to be our guesser today? Do you have a guess?
How about Bill Paxton?
That's a great guess. It's not Bill Paxton.
Oh. But don't worry, the game you love continues tomorrow. See, there's a positive.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for being a new EMC. Jen, I'm a giver. I am a giver. I can prove it next. Jen, you taught me something.
What did I teach you?
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
What did I teach you?
What did I keep bringing in that I was trying to power through and it took me about 30 minutes to eat?
Oh, your yogurt, your Chobani flips.
Because I don't know if there is a worse consistency of food than yogurt. I can't push through. There is a bajillion people that love yogurt, and I admire that. My daughter loves yogurt. I can't do it. It's not filling. I don't like the taste of it. I don't like the consistency, but I was trying to push through every day because there was a particular flavor of the Chobani flip that my daughter would not eat. So I thought to myself, there's a bunch in the fridge. Let me power through. Nobody else is going to eat them in the house. And that was my mentality.
You're that guy. You're like, I'm not getting rid of these. Yeah. I'm not throwing them away. I'm not giving them to someone else. I'm just going to eat them. You just like suffer through it.
So I learned something, and I decided to not suffer through something else, and it was my birthday gift, at least in part. It was the greatest actor of all time and his particular blend of coffee that was a flavored chocolate turtle. I had one, and I thought to myself, yeah, I'm going to power through this entire thing.
Did you think that?
Oh, yeah. You just mentioned it.
Tasted that?
This is my mentality. I'm going to power through. Why would that change for this? And it's the greatest actor of all time.
His face
is right there on the box of K-Cups.
I thought it was like the perfect gift for you. You always love to look at new or try new K-Cups, and it's Tom Hanks K-Cups.
I made the K-Cup. I didn't put much in it. And I said, Jen, it's up to you, but if you wouldn't mind giving it a sniff, maybe even a taste.
Tell
me what you think, because maybe this is just a Tim thing. And your review was what?
It, I think it's still sitting on my tongue, the horrible flavor.
Correct. It was almost undrinkable. So I thought to myself, well, you know what? That's just my palate. Maybe that's just your palate. What I'm going to do is we have just outside of our studio is kind of a coffee station, right? Mm-hmm. There's a Keurig there. There's some, you know, sugar and some, you know, typical type of stuff.
Yes.
So I thought to myself, I'm going to put it out there for people to enjoy. Or at least try.
Enjoy.
Well, it looks
loosely
very appealing,
enjoy.
Right?
It does look appealing, yes.
So the production master, Ted Kowalski, comes in, and who put this coffee here?
Yeah, like it was noticed right away that there was, because it's not like that coffee area is stocked with coffee. You have
Never.
To bring your own coffee.
You
right.
do. Yeah.
Right.
But, and he asked a couple of questions, and I just said, you know, I let him know. I said, it just was not for me. I'm putting it out there. Maybe somebody else will enjoy it. I have no idea. But once again, I'm not going to throw it out.
Of
I'm
course.
Also not going to power through. I've learned that from you. Okay, great.
Good.
This morning, somebody took the entire thing. Hank's is gone.
Do you think they took it home? Or like you think?
Oh, I should look in the cupboard.
Or do you think?
I should look in the cupboard. I'll have
I was
going to
gonna say, were there so many people here yesterday that saw it and were like, I'm going to make a cup of Hank's?
Which I would think, the Hank's blend. But I don't know. I'm actually going to look to see if it's in the cupboard Rick Springfield and just see if it still lives here in the Halley building.
All right.
So I can report back. It's less than 3 minutes. It's gone. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good favorite. Somebody took it home, which I'm glad. I want somebody to use it. I just didn't know if they had put it in the cupboard. Talking about the Tom Hanks K-Cups that I received for my birthday last Friday, which I really, really did appreciate. Just didn't taste great. There's no way I was going to power through 12.
I know. I feel bad. I mean, I was very excited to give you Tom Hanks K-Cups because that's a cool thing because you love Tom Hanks and you like to try new coffee. And they're chocolate truffle flavored and you like chocolate.
Should all been a win.
Just was not.
Julie makes a great point. We appreciate it. DM, once again, Jenna Tim Show on all socials, Star 102 on all socials. A lot of time, that's the easiest way to interact with the show. We get that. We're always checking those messages. Julie, hopefully it wasn't so bad that you just threw it away. Said, nah, you don't know radio people. We will take and eat anything.
That is fair.
And for days.
Days.
They can be there for days.
Big time.
And somebody will eat that.
That's
I also,
true.
Final thing on the K-Cup, thinking about this kind of out loud, and we'll get to three things, is, you know, I talked about the TikTok pack of K-Cups. It was like a 30-pack that I got. That was mostly a home run or at least a triple. It was pretty good.
Right.
A lot of them were good. Would I buy it again? Maybe not buy it again, but I'm kind of glad that I did. That for me was a TikTok win, which is saying a lot.
Yeah, you got introduced to some flavors you like.
Would you try? And I'm going to put, because I have 6 left that I'm just not going to get to. Would you try either of these? I'm going to hand them to you.
Let's have a look. Eggo maples, absolutely not. Maple syrup. I hate the taste of maple syrup or the smell of maple syrup. So Eggo coffee maple syrup, that's a no.
Yeah, I got you.
And slice pie flavored coffee's pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie coffee.
Now I would try that one over the other, but I would never choose it. No.
Because
what if it's like PSL-esque?
Oh, I didn't even think of that. I just thought that was very odd. That's a great call. I didn't even connect the two. I just thought pumpkin pie, which I'm just mid on in general. But that could be a
pick. I mean,
I'm
that one.
Back.
Yeah, that one might be worth a taste.
Oh, you know, and there was a cinnamon one that was kind of like a cinnamon dolce latte that wasn't bad. That was in there.
That, I mean, not
you know
bad.
You know what? I'm giving them the maple.
No, please don't take the. Please don't make the maple. It will just smell like so bad in here.
I'm going to put that out there.
Yeah. See,
tomorrow morning we'll report back, but it'll 100%
it'll
be gone. Yep.
All right. Let's talk about Parma because their bicentennial celebration continues this weekend. They're doing something major. What is it? That's in 60 seconds. It's 45 degrees in today's Star City, Valley City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Parma opening a 50-year-old time capsule this weekend. It's part of their bicentennial celebration. It's happening at City Hall on Saturday. It was buried in 1976. What do you think is in there? That's so fun. I can't wait to see
what's in there. What do you think's in there? Shoot us a DM. 76.
I know.
Like, how big is the capsule? Like, is there a record in there? Is it a small capsule?
I don't know. I'm so curious.
I don't know. That's a good question. It really, really is a good question.
What if when did the flamingo take over Parma? Do you think there's a mini flamingo in there? Was a flamingo a thing in 1976 in Parma?
Probably.
You think?
It's kind of cool.
I'm excited. I'm like really excited to see what they open up. So they're also going to bury a brand new time capsule later this year to represent life in 2026. Scream star David Arquette headed to Akron this fall, coming to a special 30th anniversary screening of the film. October 21st at E.J. Thomas Hall.
It's even a better question. What should they put in this capsule? like the latest and greatest phone that's going to look so obsolete that we're not using anything like it. There's a chip in our head 50 years from now that we don't even need phones. I'm exaggerating, but there's going to be something.
Yes.
They were like, oh yeah, what was an iPhone or what was this thing? That would be cool.
I feel like an energy drink of some sort should go in there.
We should put a Jen and Tim show capsule in here and nobody knows.
Yes.
And make future morning show open it up.
Let's do that.
I mean, 50 years from now. We're not going to be in the air 50 years from now.
God.
I bet there's a capsule in this Halley building we don't know.
I'm not looking
for it. Some stuff like Jingling's Keys here. We have no idea.
You're the... They're still shaking.
You know, there's
somewhere
a dusty capsule.
Closet.
I'm going to ask K&D. There has to be a dusty capsule in here somewhere.
Don't say dusty capsule.
Yeah.
You.
Some alley sale that we're.
Can you imagine? We found like old clothes they used to sell. Oh, that would be amazing.
You would think they're probably. We've had phone calls from people. Remember when we were even talking about hearing noises and things like that during Halloween?
Yes.
And people that had worked in jewelry and smell different scents because of the perfume. I thought those are great calls.
Yes.
Because this building has been here, you know, for quite a while. It's obviously, you know, amazing apartments now and that type of thing, but that's not the case.
Where would that dusty capsule be? And even if it's not that, I wonder if there's some like random boxes like in the basement somewhere that we could get to that have old like
and they have the Halley tag on them or something that was on point because they still have some of the cases
on the display
that you can see, which I always thought was really cool.
Okay, Amazon's Prime Day is coming up. I don't understand Prime Day anymore because I feel like we have one every couple of months.
And it's days, right? Isn't it usually
more
than
expanding.
One?
So this one used to be 2 days. Now it's 4 days. But I thought Prime Days were in October because it was like early Christmas shopping.
Correct.
But I know they always do a summer one, but I feel like there was another winter one. I don't know. Anyway, there's one coming up. It will run June 23rd through the 26th.
Coming up at 7:10 on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Name that bird.
I don't like the noise.
We're a half hour away from that, though.
You didn't get a peacock, right?
Just
to clarify.
Just not a peacock.
We've got time on that one. Coming up next is Stevie on the socials.
According to TikTok, bucket lists are back. Kids are making them. I feel like we should make one. But they're making them with, you know, actual crafts. They're going to the store, and they're making these bucket lists.
Yeah,
from the
crafty family, I have seen this. Not that I am the crafty family, but my wife and my daughter, super crafty. Bracelets, like the list goes on and on that they make, and I am envious because I just am not, you know, I am creative in other ways or playing piano or something like that. But as far as the craftiness, I was given no tools.
It doesn't have to look nice. You can just go buy a pack of markers. That's what some people are doing.
Yeah, I saw
just
that.
So it's
I know.
Colorful.
So
I
like a Jen and Tim show bucket list or an individual bucket list is what you're thinking. I know you're going to present it next, but.
We could do both. We could all have our own and then we could have a show bucket list.
I'm interested in the craft portion.
Me too.
Yeah.
You would be in on this, I think.
I'm like excited.
That's next.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
So bucket lists are back according to TikTok. All the kids are making them. And now I think we should make them. It doesn't have to just be for the kids. But basically, they're making them. Not just on their phones. I feel like every year I always see people making bucket lists who, no matter their age, just on their phone. And they're just telling me all about it. But it's just from the notes app. Now people are going. They're going to the craft store, wherever. Just getting a big old post-it board and just writing on it. Some are more fancy than others. Like a scrapbook.
Oh, so it's a poster board. It's not like a... Is it like a vision board?
That's what it's giving. It's giving vision board, but bucket list. So then they put everything they want to do over the summer. And these things are lengthy. Like, people really want to do a lot. I don't know. Like, they're calling it a Phineas and Ferb summer. I don't even know if you guys watch Phineas and Ferb.
My kids did, but I didn't. Don't they have a platypus? I learned that in Trump, too.
Yes, but they're always doing something crazy, basically. So it's, you just make it yourself. And it's kind of giving, like, how people make vision boards, like, an actual vision board with magazines and stuff. Yeah. It seems very crafty, but you can just get some markers, Tim.
I just chat GPT'd what my bucket list should be.
Oh, God. You have
you
to tell us.
You can't rely on AI for Wait, your can own we bucket
I'm
list.
I'm sorry.
No,
I know you're mad
no,
at me. I just chat GPT'd.
You can't AI your bucket list.
What my bucket
funny.
List should be.
You got to come up with your
Where's
own stuff.
My bucket I just, list.
You know how... And Steve, you know, obviously we write these questions all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes you're looking for twists and turns in the questions, because you know, for Trump too, because you don't want to ask the same thing over and over. And we've played, you know, 3,000 times. Multiply that by five.
figure out
this is the
number
best.
Of questions because it's just not quite there yet.
No,
it's very much a tool. It's very
the
much the future. People are upset or people embrace it. I get that. But some of these, did you do the same thing?
Yeah.
Some of these suggestions for what a bucket list should be. I know we're supposed to do this on our own. We're supposed to do it differently. This is
a fun method.
It really is. We got to hit some of, I can't wait to hear some of yours. All right. This is coming up in less than 4 minutes. Stevie on the socials continues on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Bucket lists are back, but maybe poster board, vision board type of.
Yes, instead of relying just on your phone.
Okay.
Well, like, it's like, you know, like in your notes app.
I just thought that I would chat GPT what my life bucket list should be.
What did it tell you? I'm excited
to hear. I'm at Stevie
on
a scale of
one.
She
doesn't like we are using ChatGPT.
So they break it down into different sections. There's travel and adventure and family and fun and entertainment and events, and the list goes on and on. I'm just looking at a couple of the travel and adventure. So a couple of them is stay in an overwater bungalow.
Oh, that's fun.
I'll go to Bora Bora, Tim.
Yeah.
That actually would be legit. Clearly,
yeah.
I was looking
put
at that.
Put this on
where
your
you, like, take
list.
The bicycles down there. Yeah, probably pretty legit. But here's the part where it gets down. If you scroll down to unique experiences that you want to put on. Clearly, Fat Tim is a thing because the first thing says that I need to do is judge an ice cream competition.
Oh, the whole judge.
So the second thing, this is, once again,
why
this is how much I either like ice cream
related?
Or how fat I am. The second thing under unique experiences, eat ice cream in 25 different states.
Oh,
are we
my.
Seeing a theme? Third thing, create a signature ice cream flavor. And the fourth thing, I don't want to keep going down. The fourth thing, I don't know where this comes
how
from.
How much food do you ChatGPT?
The last
a
thing,
scoop squad.
The last, yeah. Well, I was probably, yeah, you're right. The last thing is spend a day as a zookeeper.
I don't think you can just do that.
I don't. I think you need a training.
Qualified.
I think there's.
I also feel like you would not like that.
I would not.
That's not you.
I love going to the zoo.
Yeah.
We have an amazing zoo here. The list goes on and on. The events I could go on for hours about our zoo. But that is definitely not something that would be on my bucket list. You did the same thing, or you
I
didn't
did
do
the
it
same
yet?
Thing in the first line. I said, "What should be my bucket list?" Jen, based on what I know about you, I wouldn't make your bucket list about... Oh, I wouldn't. I thought it said I would make your bucket list about skydiving and random adrenaline stunts. That's why I was so thrown. It says I wouldn't make it about that. And it talks about travel, but here's the best. Like yours, it has sections. For Cleveland bucket list, it says, throw out a first pitch at a Guardians game.
I'd love to see that.
You know, sporty Jen. It knows me well, clearly. And number two, because this is just easy... Be honored on the field at a local sports event for your radio career.
We should make that happen.
I like how it just tells her to just go throw out the ceremonial first pitch at a Major League Baseball game. Like, that's just something you can just pick to do.
Yeah, and ride every major coaster at Cedar Point in a single day. That
well,
could
not,
that
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know me at all. That
they
is
clearly
no.
Don't know.
You've passed
absolutely
on that
not.
There you go. You're right. We need to do our own thing. This did not.
Yeah,
this
not, did not, exactly. not so great.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Wednesday morning, it's the Jen and Tim Show. Good morning to you. First boarding pass on the way at 9:22. Your chance to get out of here, head to Jamaica, relax, hang out, all-inclusive, eat as much as you want, eat more than you want.
We did.
Have a couple of beverages, whatever you want to do. A
lot of cocktails, a lot of mocktails, a lot of appetizers, a lot of buffet.
You deserve it.
There's so much.
You work hard. Watching the kids go into maybe you have kids in baseball, a couple games here and there, maybe. Like to get away from that for a little bit. Not that you don't
couple
like going
games?
To the games, but
couple games?
What do you have? Two a week?
No. More than that.
Two a day?
Don't worry.
17 a week.
Guess when I did last night? Two basketball games for summer league. So there's that too.
Basketball? Sport.
Summer basketball league, getting ready for high school.
Oh, yeah.
School's not even out yet. We're in the summer basketball. It was actually
Noah Duncan
fun.
Yet? He got to be close.
Shout out to rim? Coach Aday, who I saw and yelled at me for answering Coco Jones yesterday during Trump 2 HG. I was so upset she heard it.
There's a lot of questions.
And I'm
out
sorry.
Of them all. They're not all highlights. You know,
she liked the question. She just did not like my answer.
I don't hear that very often, so I appreciate
wrong.
You like the
yes.
question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hi, Coach Aday.
It is a... I don't know how to make sense of this, but I'm going to try. It's a WhatsApp Wednesday that you need to name a bird. Is that Am I being accurate? Am I blowing this
up? That's accurate. Everything right up until you played the sound of a peacock.
Okay.
It's not a peacock.
It's not.
Mm-mm.
Do we know what it is?
We do.
Okay. So we do know what it is.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Why are we naming a bird? Like, you might be asking yourself that right now. Why would we have to name a bird?
I do not know, but we do need your help. We definitely need your help with the name. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. So it's a WhatsApp Wednesday. We're naming birds. I don't know how else to put. There's a lot going on with this. It's intriguing.
It's very intriguing, but I feel like the way you're positioning it, saying like it's an app where you name birds, it's not like exactly that, right?
It's not birds you're just naming. That is not the point of the app.
That's not the point of the app. Okay.
But that's like the first step to get into the app.
Okay.
What is the point of the app?
It's a self-help, health, wellness type app, if you will.
But you have to name a bird for that?
Well, you have to take care of a bird.
You have to take care of a bird in the app?
Like, what does that mean? You take care of a bird. Like, what do you have to do for the bird?
So you have like a list of goals from like small to big. So and every time you complete one, you get points. And then the more points you get for your bird, the happier your bird is. It's kind of like Tamagotchi or like if you ever played, you know, like the Nintendo Pets and stuff where you have to like keep your pet alive.
Mm-hmm.
You got to keep this bird alive. But you keep the bird alive by doing your own goals. And they're like, some of them are easy. Like the first one I already did, got out of bed.
Boom.
Got good some job. Points.
Happy
you kept
bird.
The bird alive.
Yes. Drink water.
Done. Thirsty bird.
One of them, the option is take a stretch break.
Oh, are you going to do that?
You should do that right now.
Yeah, do it right
now.
Right
now.
I was just going to say
that. Never taking a stretch break.
I'm going to take a stretch break. With my back, I have to take the stretch breaks now.
Yeah,
I'll take a stretch break with you. My bird would be.
To make sure you keep up with that.
Yeah, be very bird happy.
I mean, there's even like take a showers on there, like very easy stuff.
That's
and then
good.
You can also, and like those are like the ones that just, they're automatically there. They're just, they're there.
Yeah.
And then you can add your own for whatever you want to do that day. You can like put your own in and then you get points and you got to take care of your little bird. And if you stop using that, then the bird will let you know it's not doing well.
Does the bird, so say you start ignoring the bird a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Does it start to like get a health issue or like does it slowly decline or does it just bam, gone?
Slowly. You can revive always.
You can always revive the bird.
Yeah. It's not about.
I'm
nervous. As long as you get back in, it'll be good to go.
See, this makes me want to get the bird. It sounds kind of fun. It sounds kind of fun to take care of.
It seems like a lot. It seems like a lot of maintenance.
Your bird can chat with you?
Yeah, you can chat with your bird. You can.
What?
Yeah, and then like the points you get for taking care of yourself, you can even use in the shop and you can dress your bird in different clothes. The better clothes options for the more points you get.
There's bird clothes? I would love that. Are there bird like sunglasses?
My bird's naked currently. But...
Oh, your bird is naked. He's cute.
What color? We need to name the bird.
Yeah, we need to name your bird.
Yeah, that's the first step when you open it, and it gives you suggestions, and you can like shuffle through them. And I just didn't like any of theirs. They were like Muffin and
Muffin the bird.
Yeah. No, I don't like that.
Yeah, we need something else. Maybe we have a bird description and go through some names for the bird. Do we know what type of bird it is?
It's a burb.
It's a burb?
That's what they call it on the app.
Okay.
It's just a basic
I thought it was a finch.
Okay.
We'll get to that next. So I'm looking at this app on a WhatsApp Wednesday. It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's called Finch, the self-care pet.
Is it called that because the bird is a finch?
Are you asking me or the person that has the app?
Well, I thought you were looking at the picture of it because you can see the finch.
Let's go with yes.
Okay.
I picked its color. It's green.
So you have
it's
a green
bird.
You have a green bird.
All right. What should the name of the green bird, probably a finch, be?
I don't know.
With my name. So they give you a lot of options that I was shuffling through and all of them.
Like Muffin. We don't want Muffin.
No.
Is it a play off of green? Is it a play off of a bird or a finch?
There was a lot of play on bird names, and I didn't love those either.
It felt cheesy. One of the things, and we'll get to the DMs next here in a second. But one of the things is I'm just clicking through, and I haven't downloaded it yet, but I'm looking, and it looks like that you can make the bird happy by, like, various foods that you eat, which makes me concerned about your bird. Relatively picky. It's like, eat veggies. I don't have
those on here.
You don't? Okay.
You pick, like, what you want to get out of that.
That makes sense.
So
okay.
If your main priority is healthy eating, then it'll give you a lot of those.
That makes sense. Okay.
Is the bird, like, a metaphor for you, then? Because you're, like, so you are the bird.
Sort of.
So is it Stevie the bird?
No, because I have a character of Stevie. and then I have a bird. But the bird is a representation of you.
Hold up. What do you mean you have a character of Stevie?
Well, like, I had to put my name, and then I had to put the bird name.
Okay, so you don't have, like, a little graphic you.
Correct, no.
We need just a couple of DMs. If you want to call, it's great, too. 216-343-1021. A few names for this bird. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorite. This is Jen and Tim Show. You can always reach out to us. DMs, calls, voice messages via the Odyssey app, however, is easiest for you.
Rebecca sent us a DM. She says, I've been doing Finch for over a year. So she has the app too, Stevie. I have several friends and family doing it as well. It's fun. They have different themes for each month.
Can you be bird buddies?
Oh, yes, you can.
There you go. Create a flock. Anybody else on here? Look up.
Free version approved, but it's definitely a thing.
Oh, yeah.
But wait, what's your current theme?
I mean, I've only had this app for 2 days, and okay, I'm not really sure.
We don't know what the theme is right now.
I don't see any theme right now.
Do we have a name for the...
Uh-huh, I've decided on one.
What is it?
I was hitting shuffle a bunch, and all the names... Well, there was, like, Tweet and Birdie and thing I wasn't feeling
up.
Yeah,
Muffin, you said.
Muffin was one. I think Mochi and Mango.
Yeah, I don't like that for a bird.
And then... Star came up, and I thought, well, I can't skip Star.
No, you can't.
So my bird is Star.
Yeah, that was like fate for your bird.
But like, I had to.
Star the Finch, we think.
Star the Finch the burb.
The green bird.
That makes that noise.
That makes that noise. See?
Does he make that noise?
Can you add voice?
Yeah,
can you
every add, time I drink water, it makes that noise.
That's false. You're lying, Stevie.
I haven't checked it off today. If I go drink some water.
If that was the case, I'm downloading it immediately.
I know. You don't need
I will be
bird
buddies
sounds.
With Stevie, and I will have this going off in the background of the Jen and Tim Show often. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. Jen and Tim Show, sun shining, high 77 degrees. Can't hate that. So if you listen to the show at all, you've probably heard how bossy Jen is with me.
What?
So,
what does that even mean?
Well, like...
How am I
like
bossy with you? Give me an example.
For instance.
Right now, give me an example how I'm bossy.
For instance, movie bullying me air.
First of all, false.
Gotta see. False. Titanic for
how's that
13
a movie bullying?
Years.
How's that movie bullying?
Movie bullying.
It's not. It is. I want. Uh-huh. I do this out. My heart wants your heart to be full.
I literally throw up on the air.
I want you to experience the joy of the cinematic delight that Titanic is. And there is another film out right now that I can't even bring this up to you anymore because I feel like the more I talk about it, the more you're not going to do it. And I so badly want you to experience this so that we can talk about it together because I know you'll love it.
Well, it looks like I'm going to the movies this weekend. That's what I was going to try to tell you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Maybe.
What are you seeing?
I don't have anything finalized yet, so I don't want to say yes, and I end up not. But it's either going to be this weekend. I don't know. It might be early next week, but I'm going to go. So look, you tell me to go, and then I do go, and then somehow you're still not going to be happy.
Yes, but you're not. You're not saying one thing.
What?
You're going to the movies
this
weekend. Are you going to see what I told you to see?
That's next. Yes. It's Star...
Yes, what?
It's Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. There was a question that was posed pre-UB40. I gave you the answer post-UB40.
Remind everyone what I asked you.
Am I going to the movies this weekend? I said yes.
No. I said,
are you going
to see the movie I asked you to go see?
Which one was that?
That would be Michael.
That is not the movie that was top of mind to me for this weekend.
That was not the movie that was top of mind to you.
I didn't know it was movie specific. I thought you just meant go to the theater.
In the Michael Jackson era, I'm pretty sure you dressed up as him for Halloween in a red leather jacket and a sequined glove.
It was for a talent show.
Oh, it's a talent show. I apologize. Yeah. We lived through the fame of Michael Jackson. And whatever your current opinion now of Michael Jackson is, this movie is so good. And see, I don't even want to talk about how good it is because
I basically watched it now. You've talked about it so much.
The more excitement I have over it, the less you're going to go see it. Like, you're going to more and more not see it because, you know, I want you to, just to annoy me.
That is so unfair.
I also want Boss Chase to see it so bad. See, he would
you're
go
bossing
see it.
Boss Chase. Boss
no,
is
I'm not
in his
bossing
name.
Him.
And you're still bossing Boss Chase.
No, I'm not
He's
bossing him. I'm not bossing him. He will love it. He will love it and appreciate it, as will you. You will love it so much. But here you are going to the movies, not seeing Michael. Why don't you go ahead and tell everyone what you're going to see?
I'm not telling them what I'm going to see. But it's just not going to be Michael.
You're not going to tell everyone what you're going to see.
Correct.
If you are going to not see, like, one of the best movies that's
I
out right now.
I am going to see one of the best movies
you don't
that
know.
Is going
First
to
First of all, the movie
going
you're
going to
see
released.
Is not even out yet.
It is going to be tomorrow.
What are you going to see?
He-Man. What's wrong with He-Man? I also grew up
are
in the He-Man
Are you going to take your
era,
He-Man toys with you?
And I could
you?
Never afford Castle Grayskull or Snake Mountain or any of the fancy stuff.
Good nostalgia.
That was for the richer kids.
That's a good nostalgia.
I had one He-Man and a Skeletor, and that was about it. Did you see the popcorn buckets that you can get now?
Yeah, they
Castle Grayskull
cool.
popcorn. I'm probably going to spend $100 in popcorn
what
and also
do with that
sword
popcorn bucket?
Fluid. Sword fluid. I am going to buy that thing. I'm going to hold that sword. I'm going to go with my brother and probably my nephew.
Listen,
by the power of Grayskull.
I'll give you that. The items that you can buy, especially that sword of liquid, looks delightfully awesome.
The sword of liquid. Who would not want to do that?
I want the sword of liquid. Yeah. My brother was into He-Man growing
up. Was he?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had all the toys and stuff. I don't want to ruin it and tell you he did have. I think he had Snake Mountain, the purple one.
Oh, with the, yeah,
anyway,
the microphone.
So this movie is fresh. It's just coming out this weekend.
And I'm going to be there.
And you're going to go there for the opening.
Jen, you should go see He-Man. I'm going
to
reverse the roles. You should see He-Man.
No, you don't want me to see He-Man.
I
you're
do.
Just doing that because, you know, first of all, you
Idris
refuse
Elba's
to see
in
Titanic.
It. This is
going to
be big.
You refuse to see Titanic forever just to annoy me. I mean, years and years, like since we dated, annoyed me with that. And now you're not going to see Michael. And you know what? You're depriving yourself.
Who else is going to see He-Man this week? Let's just stay focused on that.
Okay. Let's try that.
I'm not getting any calls or DMs. But, I mean, if you do want to chat He-Man, I'm here for it. Hundreds of He-Man DMs, so we guess we'll keep on with
He-Man.
This.
There
it's
is
Star
First
102,
of all,
Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
We got not a single call. We got not a single message saying they were
though.
Going to
short
see
song.
He-Man this weekend like you are. Now, there's nothing wrong with seeing He-Man this weekend. Or Masters of the Universe, which is it's live action He-Man or something?
I don't, the disgust in your face right now.
Why didn't, it's not
He-Man
like I watched the trailer.
Or Michael, which are you watching this weekend? 216-343-1021.
Or like, let's put it like, if you had to choose, what would you pick?
Okay, do however you want to.
Because like, maybe somebody's not going to the movies this weekend. Go see Michael. It's so good. And I don't know how long it's going to last in theaters. And they're already talking about making a second one. Tim!
There's more of the story to tell?
Yeah, because it ends like...
I mean, I haven't seen it.
It ends right about when he gets into the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, there's a lot more to tell.
But
there's a lot more to tell. It's
does it
so,
have...
You literally... It's like you're watching Michael Jackson. His nephew is so, so good. And it's... Like, people are going to see this several times in the theater. And people who didn't grow up with it, like we did through the whole Thriller era and all of that, are now becoming obsessed with Michael Jackson.
Does it have a Castle Grayskull collectible container?
It does not.
That holds popcorn?
No.
Also candy? And one of the, I don't know, silo is not the right term, but it actually holds the drink that you put the straw into.
There's a drink silo?
Yeah. I don't know, what do you call it when they're the, you know, the castle?
Oh, that's right. I saw that.
Skinny,
it goes like in the castle. It's
I'm
not
sorry,
separate.
I don't know the term of that.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah. I know what you mean. Like the
does
like
it
where
have
Rapunzel
a,
would be if she were in the castle.
Correct. Thank
right.
you.
Mm-hmm.
Does it have a Masters of the Universe collectible drink vessel?
It doesn't have
what they
any
call
of
it.
That
because it's
Michael,
a sword filled with whatever product it might be.
Michael is not the He-Man movie.
Does it have collectible cups?
I wish it did.
Does
imagine
it, have a master-
it had a collectible glove that you could put popcorn in.
This has
I mention Michael, see, you're just brushing over it. I know what you're doing. You're doing it to annoy me. You're not going to see it now because you know I want you to. And the only reason I want you to is because I want you to experience the joy that this film will bring to your life.
There's a Masters of the Universe cocktail.
Not even hearing
by
me.
The power of Grey Goose Skull.
Okay, that's pretty good.
That does not, that might.
You get that at the movie?
Apparently you do.
While you're watching the movie, you drink the Grey Goose?
Step into Eternia one sip at a time. Must be 21 and older. Please drink responsibly.
Oh, my.
This is... I don't know how anybody would vote for Michael after that.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.